Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Rob, I don't say this with any shade, but this isn't something you have a whole lot of experience in, and that might be a little bit of shade now that I'm saying it out loud. There is nothing more rewarding in sports than watching your favorite college football team go on the road and get a hard-fought road victory. It's different than in the National Football League. I can't explain it, but it's just different in college football when your team in conference play at night, on the road, you got 80,000, 90,000, 100,000 people screaming, and your team calmly goes out there and figures out a way to win. I'm telling you that I've watched Missouri football my entire life, and I knew just going into this one, you know what? I felt like the team was going to feed off of my energy even though I was at home. So I was like, you know what? All I want is positive energy for the whole game. If you text me some nonsense about Mizzou, I'm not replying to you during the game. Why are you trying to send this negative energy to my phone? I don't want it. It's about taking care of business, going on the road at Auburn, and doing what needs to be done. Missouri was down 17-10 in the fourth quarter of that game, and the offense, it wasn't getting a whole lot done. Ahmad Hardy, who we were talking about being a guy who had a chance to win the Heisman Trophy, was getting bottled up, couldn't run the football. A quarterback who couldn't really push the ball downfield. It was all on him. It was all on his shoulders. It was his responsibility. And I kept the hopefulness. I kept the optimism because that's what they needed, because they feed off of our energy. They went down the field and scored. It's 17-17. I started to breathe easy. But of course, when you're going on the road in conference play, it'll never be easy. You then get to overtime. Missouri's defense, oh my goodness, puts together a dynamic first series. Auburn misses the field goal. Wait, you were telling me all Missouri does, all they need to do is make a field goal and they can win this thing? I'm not even factoring in the fact that Missouri had a chance to win the game in regulation. They had first and 10 from the 30-yard line, and then they go backwards 27 yards. Let's get back to overtime. Now Missouri's got the ball. All they need to do is make one kick. They win the game on the road. Of course they missed the kick in overtime. But I never let my head get down. I never got discouraged. I never was worried about this, because I know that Missouri is playing for a higher destiny. They're playing for the college football playoff. You wouldn't know anything about that. And Rob, in overtime, Missouri goes down the field, scores the touchdown. They missed a two-point conversion. I was a little worried, but you know what? I've come this far. I wasn't going to let negativity creep in, because there's no need to. And I saw that defense make play after play after play. And when Missouri won that game, and I saw Eli Drinkwitz on the field, and he's so proud of the guys, and I'm proud of them. You guys know that jolt of energy you get when your team has a good win. I'm pacing back and forth. I'm talking to myself. I'm convincing myself Missouri can win the national championship. I'm fired up. There's no better feeling. There's no rewarding feeling as a sports fan than to watch your team in college football go on the road and get a big win. I'm not even looking at the text line because I know you guys are going to start here. No, well, Auburn was only. I don't care what Auburn's record is. It's a 6:45 kick at night in SEC play. It's always going to be tough. It's always going to be difficult against one of the best defenses in the SEC. But watching them pull it off, oh my goodness, it was so rewarding.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Rob, sharing this excitement with me. I want you to experience that. Don't you guys got a big road game coming up soon? I want you to feel that same excitement that I felt on Saturday night watching Missouri go down there and beat the Auburn Tigers.
I assume Mizzou does this. I think every team in college football does this. The social media team posts a video of the celebration in the locker room. Like, you know, some teams have like the little chants and things they do. You see these things. Houston did a big thing. The Instagram video after a big win on the road in the locker room. It is just so much more enjoyable as a fan to watch that when it's in the visitor locker room. It's usually the visitor locker room is usually the size of a small bathroom for an apartment, but everyone's going nuts in their pads. It does not matter the quality of opponent you're facing on the road. Carrington, me and you talk about this a lot when it comes to college sports. A lot. Road games are tougher because, A, the environments, generally speaking, are tougher, and two, getting 18 to 22-year-old kids to lock in on the road is not easy. So I don't 100%. Care that Auburn's 0-3 in the league. I'm not even going to hate on Missouri. You went on the road, and you won in double overtime. Good for them. I will say one quick thing. Eli Drinkwitz acting like that field goal got made in the first overtime was absolutely hilarious to me.
I don't know what he was doing to making it. I was so confused.
Like, he was so excited running out. Like,
he was like in midfield. I'm like, he missed. What are you? Are you not watching the game? Are you not paying attention? See, I see the text line right now trying to throw dirt on this win for Missouri. I mean, the losses for Auburn were at Oklahoma, at Texas A&M, and at Georgia. I mean, a lot of teams would be 3-3 if those are the games that you had. So I actually think Auburn was a little bit better than their 3-3 record. None of it matters. I'm watching college football the same way that you guys are watching. You see every single week there's pitfalls. I just saw Miami lose at home to Louisville. I just saw Texas Tech go on the road and lose to Arizona State. Anybody can be beat right now in the sport. I saw Alabama in week one lose to Florida State. Florida State's about to fire their head coach. I saw Penn State have a fourth quarter lead against Oregon. 3 weeks later, they fired their head coach. I don't apologize for any win right now in college football. You got to rack them up. I never thought I would say this. We've never been able to say this in the history of college football. The winner of Missouri and Vanderbilt is in the driver's seat to make the playoff. You'd have to think that they are. Whoever wins on Saturday between those two schools, they put themselves in a position where, in theory, you control your own destiny when it comes to the college football playoff. You will be halfway through your very rough stretch if you're Mizzou, and you will have beaten Vanderbilt on the road, which is a good win. I don't care what they look like historically as a program. If you go on the road and beat Vanderbilt in 2025, that's a good win. You got A&M down the line. You got Oklahoma down the line. You just got to take care of your own business, and you will find yourself in the college football playoff. Same thing if you're Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt controls their own destiny when talking about the college football playoff. Rob, have you looked at their schedule down the stretch?
I was aware of their schedule. I haven't looked at it in a while.
So Vanderbilt has home against Missouri. They'll go on the road and play Texas.
Texas is not what we thought Texas
100%.
Would be.
100%. Home against Auburn. Home against Kentucky. Mm-hmm. On the road against Tennessee.
Tennessee's a tough one for them. But
if you're telling me Vanderbilt is then 10-2 potentially at the end of the season with losses on the road at Alabama and Tennessee, I'm going to argue that Vanderbilt should be in the college football playoff if that ends up being the case. I know we can't technically have a playoff game in the middle of October, toward the end of October. Man, it feels like Saturday in Nashville is a playoff game between Missouri and Vanderbilt, and the winner of it absolutely is in the driver's seat to grab one of the at-large bids in the SEC.
I agree with what you're saying. I don't know I love the term driver's seat, and maybe this is semantics. I know what you're saying about, hey, if a two-loss SEC team, you feel like they can make the college football playoff. Mizzou's schedule is still very tough down the stretch. Like, even if they get past Auburn, they still have on the road in Norman and A&M, and Arkansas looks a little spicier now than they were under Sam Pittman, and Mississippi State is not great, but I mean, they look a little spicier than you think. Like, I'm not saying Mizzou is not making the playoff. I think right now you would bet they do make the playoff more than they don't, but I don't know the term driver's seat because there are still so many potholes on the road for Missouri.
It's a bunch, for sure. I mean, it's a bunch in the SEC for everybody right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.